This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bullets are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the food. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
I think we know everybody but Roberts is in the tank for the right wing extreme views. And I think this vigilantism is going to catch on. These red states are going to do vigilantism laws on immigration. And they're going to empower citizens to go out and round up people they think look like foreigners.
A human trafficking epidemic continues to spiral out of control under the Cloward-Piven strategy of the Biden administration.
A chaotic and deadly scene in the Mexican state of Chiapas. At least 55 people killed and over 100 injured when the truck they were crammed into crashed on its side. Survivors say it happened on a sharp curb.
In front of a judge, Ulloa pleads not guilty to the stabbing death of a man last month. According to his arrest report, witnesses found Ulloa covered in blood in an Arlington neighborhood on October 7th. The report shows Ulloa told a witness he killed Uncle Francisco because he hit him. Once police took Ulloa into custody, they learned he gave them a fake name and told them he was 17. ICE investigators then determined Ulloa is actually 24 from Honduras and was in the country illegally.
An overcrowded van carrying 30 people, many of them believed to be illegal immigrants, crashed in southern Texas on Wednesday, killing 10 and injuring many others, according to police.
Is Vice President Harris still in charge of addressing the root causes of migration from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala?
She is, and I just announced a commitment that she's announcing this afternoon.
He said Vice President Harris. He has not spoken to her. And if she's in charge, why is that?
Well, we...
All kidding aside, of course, President Harris.
Meanwhile, residents of Yuma, Arizona were horrified to witness thousands of immigrants roaming through their community.
An estimated 7,000 migrants have entered into Arizona near Yuma since last Thursday. Local officials can only guess the number because the Biden administration won't release an actual count.
Mr. President, do something. Do anything.
Networking gangs are cashing in on the lucrative human smuggling racket.
This video from Yuma, Arizona, an armed smuggler with his hand on his gun threatened Daily Caller reporter Jorge Ventura. Ventura had just captured video of the smuggler being paid by a migrant. The smuggler ordered Ventura to put his phone on the ground. Jorge joins us. Where does the cartel's newfound chutzpah come from?
Well, Leland, they're getting more brazen, and they're not afraid of any type of enforcement at all. And these huge migrant influx just gives them more an ability to essentially overwhelm Border Patrol at different sectors at the border. And they're making more money than ever. We're speaking to Border Patrol, who tells us they're making up to $14 million a day.
While blue strongholds move to legalize the growing illegal immigrant voting bloc, and as 2 million illegals crossed our southern border into a divided United States, riddled with skyrocketing inflation and record homicides in sanctuary cities under Democratic leadership, now Biden will issue ankle monitors and cell phones. Of course, Trump had been branded as inhumane for using ankle monitors. Meanwhile, Biden's massive payout to immigrant families has hit another snag. Can the United States endure three more years of United Nations puppet Joe Biden's destruction of American sovereignty? John Bound reporting.
Share that video. Band.video. The hellish humanitarian crisis on the border continues. What a year.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Rainforest Plus, 50% off, amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. When you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Alex Jones Show continues. I'm Harrison Smith. I guarantee you Alex Jones will be here shortly. Of course, you know all the stuff that he has to deal with behind the scenes. It's truly incredible. I have a hard enough time just putting on my show in the morning. Alex Jones not only does a much, much larger and frankly more entertaining show. Okay, let's give credit where it's due. But to run all of this stuff and to operate the store and to deal with all of the attacks on him continuously, it's incredibly stressful. And you can support him and all of us, of course, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the Christmas super sale that continues there. 60% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points. Now is the time to prepare to make good on your New Year's resolutions. And there is a product to help you with that, no matter what it is. You wanna get to bed early? Hey, try some Down and Out. You wanna wake up earlier and better? Try the Wake Up America coffee. You wanna work more? Try TurboForce. You wanna spend more time with your family? Try CavaChill. Try everything and anything from InfoWarsStore.com and see how it affects your life. Wake Up America is the finest coffee in the history of coffee. That's my guarantee. It is honestly the most delicious coffee I've ever had. It's amazing, and if you like coffee, you will love this stuff. Just do your shopping at InfoWars.com. You know, you want to say shop local, right? I was going to say shop local. This is something I was going to tweet out until I got removed from Twitter. But thank God I have a platform where I can express myself without the approval of big tech censorship. But, you know, you want to say shop local, right? You don't want to be giving all your money to Target and Walmart and Amazon. You want to shop local, right? Unless you live in a place like Austin. You go to a local store here and it's like, hi, welcome to the Ruth Bader Ginsburg biography section of the bookstore. Would you like a Black Lives Matter pin? It's just like, oh, God, you try to shop local and it turns out your local store is infested. It's a cult headquarters and you're contributing to them by shopping there. So, hey, maybe don't shop local if you live in a liberal place because they're awful. Instead, go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's like nowhere else in the world can you guarantee that your money is going towards a good cause. Honestly, it's like you know where it goes to because we do broadcast every day. Because we have the American Journal and the War Room and the Alex Jones Show. Because we've got Band.Video and Greg Reese and John Bowne and Brian Wilson and Christy Lay. I mean, we have everything. You know where it's going. And so go to InfoWarsStore.com and don't give your money to the weirdo liberal bookstore down the street. I'm going to do a whole report on it. It's crazy. It's a true cult. Like, I got to wonder if people just think it's normal, all of this, like, you want to talk about politicization of things. I walk into my local bookstore. It's like the local Barnes & Noble. It's a big bookstore. It's not like a far-left bookstore. It's a big mainstream bookstore here in Austin called Book People. I'll just say it. And it's like walking into a cult headquarters. It's like on the first table that you see, it's the, you know, how to be anti-racist section. And we have all of the books telling white people that they're bad and how to stop being white. Okay, that's the first section we go to. And then over here we have, you know, the gift book section. And there we have books by Obama and Anthony Fauci and Nancy Pelosi. And it's just, and then you go to the biography section. And it's like there's like three or four books. It's like George Washington and they'll have like James Madison's book over here, maybe like an FDR, you know, biography over here. The rest of the biographies are living Democratic politicians. Like, it's insane. It's very, very weird. It's the same thing with like Netflix, too. You go to documentaries and it's like Fauci, A Story of Love, The Obamas, Gorgeousness in Life. You know, it's just like, what is it, like, why are they so obsessed with all these people? Why are they so, like, why do they worship them like that? Like, I remember Alex Jones one time using the term priest class. So they're trying to establish a priest class. I didn't really get it at the time. It's one of those things that then you, it sticks in your head and you start seeing evidence. And you're like, oh, they really are creating a priest class. But it's more than that. They're setting themselves up as like demigods. Like, it's very weird. You go to, like, you just go to Barnes & Noble or anything. Go to the kids section at Barnes & Noble. It's 100, like the anti-racist baby. It's just like all of this racist stuff and all of this COVID stuff and all. It's just like, can I get a book about Clifford? Can I get a book about just like kids having an adventure in the woods? Like, nope, sorry. You have to have a book about why your baby is a racist, okay? Because it's called progress and you're in a cult. You're in a cult, by the way. You support Trump, that's because you're a cult member and you're in the cult of Trump. But also, have you worshipped at the shrine of Black Lives Matter today? Are you wearing your Ruth Bader Ginsburg pin? Could you name a single thing that she's ever done in her life? Or are you just a trendy idiot that thinks Ruth Bader Ginsburg is somehow someone to be celebrated more so than any other member of the Supreme Court? It's insane. So, yeah, long little ramble to go on, but I was literally just walking through this bookstore just like, what is going on? This is not normal. It's not normal, folks. It's always just like the shoe on the other foot, right? Like, you always just wonder, like, what would their perspective be of this? Like, if you just went into a Barnes & Noble in Houston and it was just like on every table, it was books about Trump. And in every shelf, it was biographies of Trump. And every kid's book was a kid's book about Trump. And everything was about Trump. You'd be like, this is weird. This is a cult that I'm in. They don't even notice. They think it's totally normal. And just, this is what you do in America. You worship your politicians like they're gods, the living politicians. I get worshiping the founding father, not worshiping, but like, you know, treating the founding fathers, treating like historically important people with the reverence that they deserve. But like, it's just like Nancy Pelosi. It's just like some dirtbag witch that's made hundreds of millions of dollars selling out this country and standing for absolutely nothing her whole life. And they treat her like she's Jesus Christ come back. Like, it's, yeah, this type of stuff, you know. Shop local, everyone. And you go local and it's like, have you checked out our RGB mug section? We have a whole section of mugs about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We should do a segment where we go around and like try to find people with shirts that have like Ruth Bader Ginsburg on them and just be like, can you say a quote of hers? Like, they have no idea. They have no idea who she is. They have no idea what she represents or what she supports or anything like that. It's a little bit different. Like, if you were to go ask somebody who was maybe wearing a Ron Paul shirt and be like, what's a Ron Paul position that you enjoy? And they'll be like, how much time do you have? How much time? I can quote his whole book by memory. Would you like to hear it? Like, there's real substantive political support, and then there's just like trendy weirdness where they just like put Ruth Bader Ginsburg's head on their sweater. And there it is, the notorious RBG. People will wear this shirt, and you can ask them. You can ask them, what did RBG do? What did she support? What is one of her beliefs? They have no idea. No idea. They're just trendy. They're just trendy little cult members, and it's amazing. Okay, all right. So when we get back on the other side, I'm going to cover this story in detail from Infowars.com. COVID cases continue to fall significantly in South Africa, but you should still be scared. You should still be incredibly scared. That classic American quote, I think you'll all remember, we have nothing to fear but Omicron and COVID and your neighbors and the air and the winter and meat and cows and cars, big cars, and China and Russia. Do you fear Russia? Are you scared of Russia and Republicans and white nationalists and white supremacists and white people in general? It turns out we have a lot of things to fear, folks. Fear itself is pretty far down the list, actually. It's actually extremely useful for us. They're desperate to create the fear. Are you scared yet? Are you frightened yet? Do we need to have Anthony Fauci go out and try to scare you some more? We're just here like, hey, maybe don't be scared. Maybe just look at the facts on the ground and then make your opinion on that. And they're like, how about this? How about be scared and then we'll make up whatever we need to justify your scaredness. And once you're scared, just give us control of your life. That's the solution. No, but it's wild. And he's comparing this, of course, to the United Kingdom. COVID cases in South Africa, the epicenter of the Omicron outbreak, have continued to fall rapidly despite other governments pressing the panic button over the new variant. Having already imposed Plan B restrictions, the UK government and others on the continent are considering even more draconian measures to stop a tsunami of Omicron cases. I covered this on War Room on Friday when I was sitting in for Owen, but literally we were comparing headlines. I were like, first Omicron case in the UK. Actually, turns out he didn't die of Omicron. He died with Omicron, so still zero deaths in the UK as of Omicron. The next headline, 75 million deaths expected from Omicron by January. Are you scared yet? Are you?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The narrative is live. Are you scared yet? Are you ready to surrender your last freedoms to the psychopaths? Or do they need to frighten you more? Countries and cities, or states and cities around the country, countries around the world, are imposing new and even more draconian lockdown orders in response to the very scary sounding Omicron variant. Sounds scary, doesn't it? It must be. Of course, it's not. None of this is justified by anything. But Muriel Bowser has now declared a state of emergency in Washington, D.C. Other cities and counties are imposing new mask mandates and new lockdowns. They're being even more strict about vaccine mandates. Of course, none of this is based on anything scientific whatsoever. Not even a little bit. I almost called him Biden. Why shouldn't I, right? Trump says, you're playing right into their hands if you doubt the COVID-19 vaccines. Which is a dumb thing to say. That's what I'll say about that. What a dumb thing to say. What a disappointment. Here's a story from Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. COVID cases continue to fall significantly in South Africa, comparing the response of the UK government to the oncoming threat of Omicron, to what is actually happening with Omicron, saying that COVID cases in South Africa, the epicenter of the Omicron outbreak, have continued to fall rapidly, despite other governments pressing the panic button over the new variant. Let's take a look now at the UK pressing that panic button, and then sort of being forced to admit that, okay, so it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be, but you should still be scared. Let's watch.
Can you just tell us at this stage how many people are in hospital this morning with Omicron?
There's 774.
In hospital?
Oh, sorry, that's total hospital, hospitalizations in the last 7 days. With Omicron, there's 10 cases with Omicron. 10. Maybe going up to 11, actually. That wasn't confirmed.
Oh, yet, no.
Probably gone up to 11.
Oh, no, not 11.
How many deaths?
The deaths were 100 and I don't have the
actual Omicron lady.
Oh, Omicron. Oh, sorry, Kay. No, we don't have. We've had one death with Omicron.
So oh, do you see how?
And how many of those?
Do you know specifically who she was when she said that? With Omicron, we've had one death.
I don't think there's anybody with that Omicron. I'm aware of on a ventilator with Omicron.
Okay. Professor Whitty saying people should be
prioritizing. So what you're getting at is the severity of the... You're getting at the severity of the disease,
I'm just asking for the facts.
Which is one of the unknowns.
10 people in hospital, one of them died, the other 10 are not on ventilators. Those are facts.
They're cranking it up to 11, folks. Watch out. 11 in the hospital with Omicron, maybe, but actually they're there for something else, but they did test positive. Like, you notice how specific she was, right? She was asked how many deaths from Omicron, and she said, we've had one with Omicron. Like, that was her emphasis, with Omicron. They didn't die from Omicron. They died with Omicron. So you get the headlines, well, first Omicron death in the UK. It has begun. The tidal wave has arrived. But it's a lie. It's fabricated on a lie. It's based on a lie. And you have to read the article, and you have to look at where they say died with COVID rather than from COVID. The media is engaged in a very, very specific game. It's how to tell the truth and leave the person with the impression of a lie, right? It's true, somebody did die with Omicron, but they want you leaving with the impression that they died from Omicron. They just have to word it in a way that leaves you with that impression while covering their own butts by printing exactly what is true. Having already imposed Plan B restrictions, the article from InfoWars goes on, the UK government and others on the continent are considering even more draconian measures to stop a tsunami of Omicron cases. However, yet more data out of South Africa suggests they are engaging in an incredibly alarmist overreaction. Here shows the percentage rates dropping over the course of a week. As we highlighted earlier, health authorities in South Africa have even suggested stopping tracing and quarantining those who come into contact with Omicron because it isn't helping to stop the spread of the variant, which only causes mild symptoms anyway. Last week, South Africa Health Minister Joe Fahala said only 1.7% of COVID cases in the current Omicron wave are being hospitalized, compared to 19% in the previous wave. If the people who were running our countries and the people who were our health authorities actually cared about people and actually wanted to get over this pandemic, wanted to get back to normal, if their goal was the cessation of all of these lockdowns and whatevers, this would be great news. They would be shouting this from the rooftops. They'd be saying, everybody, it's going to be okay. Omicron, the mutation, has shown that it's maybe transmissible, but it's not nearly as deadly. So it's a good thing. It'd be a good thing if these people had souls, but they don't. They're power-hungry psychopaths, and so they'll take any piece of information that increases fear, and they'll blast that out, even if it's completely baseless, even if it's a model based on nothing. Like, they'll put it out because it creates fear, because that's what they want. They want control. But if it's good news, they bury it and call it a conspiracy theory and then claim you're politicized for bringing it up. But there's a story from InfoWars. COVID cases continue to fall significantly in South Africa. There's some other big news stories here today. Alex Jones will be returning soon, but we'll get into some of this other stuff too. I just know some mornings, you know, you just wake up. Like, I woke up and this was one of the first stories I read. New York legislation provides for indefinite detention of unvaccinated at governor's whim. And I know my first thought when I heard this, it's going to be a good episode of the Alex Jones Show today. I can't wait to hear Alex Jones talk about this very modest proposal to simply imprison at a whim anybody who may one day potentially, perhaps, carry some sort of disease, maybe. Indefinite detention. They don't even need to know the people's name. It's really incredible. So we'll hear Alex Jones go off about that, I'm sure, later in the program. You can support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. When we get back on the other side, I'll get in a little bit more into this story. San Francisco mayor declares state of emergency in response to drug overdose death. This on the heels of the latest piece of information that says fentanyl is now the leading cause of death in Americans aged 18 to 45. The number one cause of death of Americans 18 to 45 is fentanyl. Are we doing anything to stop that? Are we doing just a single thing to stop that? It's more deadly than COVID by far. Far, far, far more deadly for Americans, fentanyl, than COVID. We closing the border yet? Are we doing anything to stop this? Or sort of like everything else in this godforsaken world, is this the direct consequence of liberal policies? Yeah, I think it is. San Francisco mayor is very shocked. She's shocked and concerned to find out that after allowing people to inject drugs on the streets without arresting them, after giving needles to homeless people so they can inject drugs, after just opening up entire swaths of her city to be lawless drug dens, that there's overdoses in San Francisco. What? It's like, do we need to have a lesson about the concept of cause and effect on this program? So, like, when you get rid of the police and crime explodes, that's your fault. And when you create your city into an open-air drug den and then overdoses go through the roof, that's also your fault. These are things you caused, you idiots. And now they're trying to reverse them. We'll talk about it.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's my ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendent control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Folks, they are seriously making their move, and there is some bombshell information that needs to be shared here, and that's what InfoWars is all about. But a constant these days is that it's not just the failure of the leftist policies, it's not just the failure of liberal politicians, it's the fact that they'll acknowledge the failure but not their role in it. It's very confusing. You'd think when you implement a policy and that policy leads directly to devastating consequences, that person would feel some semblance of guilt over their policy. They would go, wow, we were really wrong about that. But it's like that doesn't exist in the liberal mindset. They just have this I don't know if it's a narcissism or just a unearned confidence that they have, but like, this is all their fault. It's all their fault, right? Like, you just look at the problems that we have in this country, the real problems, right? You ask liberal and leftists, and this is part of the issue, like, what are real problems in this country? They'll be like, white supremacy.
That's probably the biggest problem is white supremacy.
It's just like, oh, really? Here are the real problems. Our border is wide open and we're being invaded to the tune of several million a year. Unknown foreigners coming into our country and escaping law enforcement. Here's a big problem. Inflation that has increased like 10% in a single year to the highest level in 40 years. Here's a problem. Massive government spending that's bankrupting us. The COVID tyranny, the rampant lawlessness and crime wave that's leaving literally thousands of people a year dead, murdered, killed, life ruined, family destroyed. These are real problems. And every single one of them can be laid at the feet of liberals and leftists. They're directly attributable to policies that these people champion. Not, oh, oops, accidentally. Not, oh, well, there were a bunch of good things, but yeah, there was this bad thing. It's like just nothing but badness, nothing but horror, nothing but chaos and destruction from these policies. And they don't even recognize it. It's that classic meme. It's the guy shooting the other dude in the chest and turning around with a smoking gun in his hand going, who could have done this? Who could have done this? Mayor Breed, San Francisco mayor, declares state of emergency in response to drug overdose deaths. San Francisco Mayor London Breed on Friday declared a state of emergency in the city's Tenderloin neighborhood, an area that sits near City Hall and that officials have long said is rampant with drugs and crime in response to overdose deaths. The policy came just days after Breed promised aggressive crackdown on crime in her city, in which she specifically cited the Tenderloin as an area plagued by open-air drug dealing, crime, and unsanitary conditions on the street. So again, I don't know how they get away with this. I don't know what has happened to the American people that we just don't have two brain cells to rub together anymore. It's just so obvious how this happens. This is from last week. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announces crackdown policies less tolerant of the bullcrap that has destroyed our city, that she created, that she endorsed, that she championed. She was a defund the police Democrat. She got rid of the police. She is the one that passed the bills that allowed the open air trading of drugs, that said we're going to stop punishing people for drugs. It's going to be a safe zone. We're going to fund you. We're going to give you clean needles so you can do drugs safely in the city. And we're not going to arrest criminals and we're no longer going to punish shoplifters. And it's like, wow, a shopping plague, a shopping outbreak. Wow, rampant lawlessness, rampant criminality. Hey, drug overdoses to an epidemic degree. Wow, what could have caused this? And it'd be one thing if just this was unexpected. It'd be one thing if like, it seemed like a good idea, but gee, we did not realize it was going to turn out this way. But you got to be a little bit of a problem when you're promoting this sort of stuff and you have people like Alex Jones and Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer on InfoWars going, hey, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Hey, if you defund the police, there's going to be a crime wave. If you defund the police, there's going to be a crime wave. And they're like, shut up. You're an idiot. You don't know anything. They defund the police. There's a crime wave. And they're like, whoa, nobody knew. Nobody could have seen this coming. It's a total surprise to us. So infuriating. In 2020, the city of San Francisco experienced 700 drug overdose deaths, Breed said, and more than 600 people have died from overdoses this year alone in San Francisco. On Tuesday, she announced a series of crime-fighting initiatives to combat a wave of organized retail thefts, crime, and sales of stolen goods. She noted that San Francisco is a compassionate city, but not a city where anything goes. No, obviously not. You can't be a Trump supporter there. You can't be pro-life there. It's not anything goes in San Francisco. It's that chaos and anarchy and death and destruction go. And life and goodness and Christianity are not available there in San Francisco. It's just, it's utterly infuriating, these ridiculous idiots that are putting us through all of this. They're not suffering from this. They've got private security. Oh, and by the way, again, they sort of bury it here a little bit. But you just got to ask questions for yourself. You just got to read these things and don't just take it in. Think about it for a second. On Tuesday, she announced a series of crime-fighting initiatives to combat a wave of organized retail thefts, crime, and the sale of stolen goods. The sale of stolen goods. Where are people selling things? They're selling things on the internet. How are they selling things? By remaining anonymous. This is exactly what the corporations asked the Congress to do. I'm sure you saw last week where they said the corporations, you know, the ones that gave literally hundreds of billions of dollars. I covered it on American Journal. We went through. It was like the CEOs of Target and Best Buy and all these other stores are begging Congress to do something to stop the crime wave that's bankrupting their stores. And it's just I just went through and it was like Target, tens of millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. Best Buy, something like over $100 million to Black Lives Matter. They funded this. They perpetuated the lawlessness. They supported the politicians that promised to defund the police and to stop persecuting criminals, prosecuting criminals. And now they're begging the Congress to fix the obvious consequences of the things they proposed. But they aren't saying, hey, let's go back. They aren't saying, hey, you know that thing that we did that caused all the problems? Let's undo that. That would be saying that they're wrong. No, what the corporations did was they wrote to Congress to say there's too much anonymity on the internet. See, these people breaking into our stores and stealing things, they sell those things on the internet and they avoid being caught by remaining anonymous. So now that we've defunded the police and allowed a crime wave to take place, now we want the government to come in and get rid of an anonymity on the internet as a result. Literally, that's what they asked the Congress to do, and it sounds like that's what Mayor Breed helped them to do. Kind of like how the first thing I think it was Mayor Breed that did it, or it may have been in Oakland this happened, but when one of the first big high-profile shoplifting mobs occurred, did they reverse course on defund the police? Did they say, oh, maybe we actually should maybe punish criminals when they commit crimes and get caught? Of course not. They said, yeah, we're going to stop cars from driving by the stores now. We're going to put up barriers to prevent cars from driving to the stores. That would make sense if the chain of events went like this. If the chain of events went, there's nice stores that don't get robbed, and then you took away barriers and you said, we're going to let cars go down the street, and suddenly there was a rash of shoplifting, and you'd be like, wow, okay, cause, effect, let's put those barriers back, because clearly that was the solution. That's not what happened. The actual events went, we defunded the police, we hired prosecutors and DAs who refused to prosecute criminals, then crime exploded, and now we're putting barriers up to stop the cars from driving through. Any of this making sense? Any of this getting through? Are there still Americans with brains left, or are we just zombified idiots who can't figure out cause and effect? Cause and effect. You do this thing happens. Stop doing that thing. But no, that's very complicated for these people. It's very confusing. And so now we have the number one cause of death for American citizens 18 to 45 is fentanyl, because they've opened the border, because they perpetuate this stuff, because they're in league with the pharmaceutical companies that started the opioid epidemic. They are in league with China, who provides most of the fentanyl. It all goes directly back to them. And then the solutions for the problems they cause just cause more problems and make things worse, and certainly never address what they imposed on us in the first place. Folks, that's going to be it for me. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. for the American Journal Band.Video, Infowars.com. Alex Jones takes over on the other side, and I can't wait. Personally, I can't wait. It's going to be a good show, I promise. Stay tuned.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate the great Harrison Smith, who normally hosts American Journal weekday mornings 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., for sitting in for me. I was in my office getting ready for today's transmission, and I just had so much work in front of me and so many important things going on that I had to deal with personally that I just called over into the studio just 100 yards away or so and said, Harrison, I need you to host at least the first hour or so because I've got to take care of this business. And normally my own private business would not be of importance to the news and to the listeners, but to explain myself just about the climate and where this country and the world is right now, this morning, I went ahead and made the decision that I'm going to take the 5th officially with the January 6th witch hunt 3.0, as Roger Stone calls it. And then also a lawsuit we've been working on for the last week will be filed against the committee today in Washington, D.C. And it's a very lengthy, very detailed, not just declaration of the 5th Amendment, but the freedom of the press and the fact that the committee is not constituted correctly and that it didn't even follow the law on how many Republicans it's supposed to have on it. It's only got 2. And it's supposed to have at least 5. I mean, a lot of really, really important things. And so I'm sitting there, and they'd amended the suit and updated it, and it's a long suit, so I had to read that. I'm like, well, I can't sign off on this till I've read it, so I had to read that. And then it was 11 o'clock. I'd already told Harris to do that, but then I was doing some more accounting, something I hadn't really done a lot of in the past. I just hope the money comes in to fund things. And I said, boy, I better just stay over here for a while. So I just got done about 10 minutes ago going over that, because this is the place you built. This is the place you've kept on air, and I'll just be, again, completely candid with you. That's my only gear. That I don't like coming on air and plugging this and selling that and asking you for support, because that's not the position I like to be in. But we're not funded by George Soros or the globalists. We're funded by you. So we try to make it as good as possible with great products that make your life better. But with the supply chain breakdowns and inflation and all the rest of it, InfoWars will implode. I just don't want to have the enemy win within 3 to 6 months. And it didn't matter that I sold a bunch of Reset War courses or we sold that coin or all the rest of it. It's just not bringing enough money in, because we have to have our own servers, our own infrastructure, our own systems, our own satellite uplinks, our own proprietary systems that we have to go out and have people build and make at every level, from software to switches to everything. People don't understand that this is the future of oppression that is happening to us. And I'm not a victim. I'm in this fight. I've been in the fight 28 years, and we've changed the world. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out like an old horse. And sometimes that sounds actually great, but then I see how evil the globalists are and how they're canceling Christmas officially with what he's going to announce tomorrow and just the rest of this cult's evil, and it makes me want to fight harder than ever. I need to be covering this news. So I will host the third and fourth hour today. I appreciate Joel Salente usually hosting the fourth, but since there's a lot to cover, I will be hosting that. And I intend to launch more shows, and I intend to fight as hard as I can. And we're working with others to build infrastructure for the massive next level of deplatforming. It's going to be the blocking of URLs, the delisting of URLs that's going to happen right before the midterms. And guaranteed they're going to do that, okay? And they're going to stage terror attacks, and they're going to do everything else and blame us. Do you understand? They will say on the news that my followers blow up the Pfizer building or something like that. And I'm saying, of course, don't do that. But, I mean, I know, I see over the horizon, I know what the enemy's next moves are. And the most frustrating part is I'm happy and ready to go into battle politically and put my life on the line and my name and everything else with the coming false flags and the cyber attacks. But I need the listeners to really click in here and understand they're coming for you. Do you understand that? This is very, very real. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that, for a lot of reasons, we're not going to tell anybody about, because we don't want to give the enemy targeting information. Okay? But you've seen what they've done to Trump. You've seen how they go after all of his associates. And it's the same stuff here. So we are literally war-torn. We are battered. We are punished. We are tortured, and quite frankly, I'm not worried about me, because I understand it's the whole civilization coming down. They are injecting millions of children a week in the Western world with injections that erase their immune system and basically give you a form of AIDS, literal autoimmune collapse. So there's a paradox of I don't care about myself, and I'm not even worried about my operation, except we've got to keep the operation out there. And so that's my great frustration, is I want to be focused on how they're attacking the American people and other people around the world and how we fight them and how we beat them and what's coming next. And instead, I spend most of my time, as they intended, dealing with congressional subpoenas. It's not just one. All sorts of harassment of the Democratic parties. Dirty tricks from Men in Black to you name it, messing with us, to so much other stuff happening that I just need listeners to understand. This isn't somebody out in their fishing boat and a hurricane comes in and they're just calling in SOSs, you know, to watch the Coast Guard helicopters fly around. I'm not calling the fire department and saying my house is on fire just to watch fire trucks pull up out front, okay? When I tell you that InfoWars needs you to take the most important clips of what we say and what we do and share them, I know you're already doing it, do it more. And I know people all over the country, the reports are pouring in. I meant to give them attention last night because you folks are awesome. People are literally going around with Alex Jones's right signs. People are doing demonstrations. People are painting on the sides of barns. I talked to one of the crew members and went and saw some of his Army buddies south of San Antonio on I-35 over the weekend to go to a veterans barbecue. And driving back, he saw giant containers, a mountain built of them, and he shot by it so fast he didn't get a photo, and he didn't turn around because sometimes there's not exits for 10 miles on south I-35. But he saw Find the Truth, Infowars.com, on the side of the road. So I wasn't just reading this on Twitter and getting emails, people saying, hey, I'm in Florida, in Tampa, and there's a guy with an Alex Jones ride assigner. Hey, I'm driving through the middle of the Ozarks in Missouri, and I just saw on the side of a barn, Infowars.com. Or, hey, I'm in Southern California, and somebody just spray-painted it huge across a bridge. All those calls and emails and things came in, and I saw examples on Twitter without even looking this weekend. It was just there. And then last night I tried to go see Spider-Man, where they admit that the whole villain is Alex Jones. There's snatch and grab robberies and shootouts at the mall we didn't know about, so it's closed, even though I bought tickets days before. No one told us. And then I went with the Army guy, and he said, oh, by the way, I was driving back yesterday in South San Antonio and saw this big giant mountain that said, Find the Truth, Infowars.com or something like that. And again, when I get up here and I tell people like that, I tell people this kind of stuff, it's not like I'm up here saying, oh, look, I'm the villain in the Spider-Man movie to impress you. They're coming after us, folks. They're not doing stuff like that and admitting the director, yeah, this is an Alex Jones character who sits up here in a set like this saying, buy my supplements, yeah. And then he goes and lies about Spider-Man and does all this evil crap. Why do you think they do things like that to me? Because they know I've got their number, and you've got their number, and our guests have their number. So I'm going to say it again. I need everybody to go to ResetWars.com. It's a great six-plus-hour course. And, George Strait tickets, a couple thousand bucks. The football games, $500 to $1,000. Yeah, the course is $200-something. It's 25% off right now. And if we don't sell tens of thousands of these courses in the next few months, we will not be able to continue on. We need to make the money. Plus, it's groundbreaking, hardcore information about deprogramming your mind from the globalist control. So I'm not bitching at you. I'm simply telling you, we're like a car driving through Death Valley, and if we don't get water put in the radiator, we're going to stall out and the engine's going to burn up, and then we're going to be in Death Valley together. Because you know what? We're all a big train together cruising through the wilderness, and we're all in this together. So I don't like sitting here like a baby bird begging for stuff all the time, okay? And part of me wants to just get wiped out and not have to deal with this anymore and have them shut us down, and then you can fend for yourselves. But we got to keep fighting. We can't give up, ladies and gentlemen. So I need you to go to ResetWars.com. Get a membership, see the film, review it, give us your take. I thank you for that. We also need folks to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You need DNA Force Plus. You need our krill oils, the highest rated there is. I can do stuff like sell really crappy supplements that cost $2 for the product in them. And then, but I don't. Instead, some of our products have $45 worth of product in it. I mean, DNA Force Plus. I mean, this is real stuff. And I haven't cut corners, but I'm telling you, just like America's fighting for its life, InfoWars is fighting for its life. And we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Because I'm not going to give up, but I could give out. So thank you all for your support. Hour number 3 is coming up in mere minutes, and there is just so much incredible news. The globalist plan for martial law is now public.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
So this could be lit.